Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So years ago, I wrote a book called Adjust Your Sales. And the concept behind the book was a little bit like the idea of a sailboat on a body of water. Thinking about life, but life as a field of energy that has a flow, and that flow is a lot like the current that's on that body of water that we're talking about. And if you go against the current, things are going to be difficult. And if you're out sailing and you're trying to go against the wind and against the current, you're going to have a hard time getting where you want to go. But if you could harness that wind and use the current to your advantage, right, that's going to create momentum for you, and it's going to drive you forward. And so what we're suggesting here is that you think of life the same way you think of that sailboat, where you think of life as this energetic field and using that energy or harnessing that energy to help you move forward. And so part of that is number one, to think about what you want, not what you don't want, right? And sort of driving this concept of what you want and putting that out there and understanding that if you can really articulate what it is that you want and you could focus on that outcome, you have a higher probability of getting there. So it's part of it is clarity, right? Having a destination for what you want to accomplish. And part of it is just focus and focusing on the right thing. And so as we talk about focus, and one of the things I did early in my professional career after getting out of college is I had started a business, and my focus on that business was to survive, and really more than survive, it was to not fail, right? I had this intense fear of failure, and it drove everything. And so I was just so focused on not failing that ultimately I failed. It didn't work. And I'm convinced that the reason it didn't work is because I wasn't focused on succeeding or hitting a certain destination. I was just focused on not failing. And that's a dangerous thing to do because it's the wrong thing to focus on. You don't focus on what you don't want. You focus on what you do. And that means focus on the destination that you're headed for. And along the way, one of the things you can employ for yourself is momentum. Using momentum for your advantage, just as you'd use the wind on a sailboat. And so one of the things I do today in my job is I spend a lot of time with salespeople. And when we talk about salespeople and some of the things they do, they, in our case, there's a lot of different products that they can sell. So they have options and many, many options on what they can actually talk to their clients about. And as we talk through what their strategy is, so often they come up with an idea that, you know, they may think a particular asset class might do well, but yet nobody else is going there. And so you could be early and maybe you can be right, but at the end of the day, especially when we talk about the investment world, you never really know how it's going to work out. And even if you have people that sort of prognosticate what's going to happen, you know, they're wrong almost as much as they're right. Even the good ones are probably right 60% of the time. So that means there's another 40% that they're wrong. So the idea here is simply that why are you going to fight the momentum and go against the grain when you really don't know? And so one of the things we talked to him about is using the momentum, right? If there's an area that people are buying things, if there's something that people really like, and maybe we have a way to do it better than what others have done, right? Drive that because that has a higher probability of working because the momentum's already in place. So if you go where demand already exists and simply do it better and use the momentum to your advantage, it's like you're harnessing the wind and driving yourself forward. And so it's a very simple concept, but it's just sort of identifying where is the wind at your back, where are things going, and then attaching yourself to that and allowing that to push you forward, as opposed to thinking about what you don't want to happen and going that way and trying to avoid it, or thinking about something that just doesn't have momentum at all and trying to create it. I'm not saying it can't be done. It's just much more difficult to make it happen. So again, you want to focus on what is, you want to focus on where you want to go, and you want to figure out how you can best harness it to drive you forward. in whatever it is that you're doing, right? And that can make a dramatic impact in your life because it'll drive you faster. It'll drive you forward faster. And in terms of getting where you want to go in life, that is one of the principles that can really help you and really make a tremendous difference. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I want you to identify where it is you want to go in life. I want you to figure out the most effective way to get there and figure out how you can attach yourself to the momentum. Figure out how you can adjust your sail so that you're harnessing the wind and taking advantage of things so it can drive you forward. And stay focused on the outcome that you're looking for, not what you're not looking for.